Welcome to What's Up Wednesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Okay, so we've got some hot news off the press. And if you guys think of anything or want to talk about anything other than what's on this list, you go right ahead because I'm all for it. Like if you guys wanted to discuss about the collapse of the Miami building and what do you mean? No, I'm just saying, like, Ashley and I sat down last night and we were watching an engineer explain how it fell apart and like what the news reported versus what was real. And it seems like it all stemmed from the pool and water pooling at the base of the structure and making the pillars really weak and the rebar really weak and brittle and then breaking, and then it came crashing down.
Man, so that's a bummer.
It really is. And because I think they're now pronouncing all of the people that were missing, they're starting to pronounce them dead, so which is really sad. And then they, like, Miami and Florida shut down like how many more buildings? They like evacuated even more buildings and they were like, nope, y'all can't even go back in to get your stuff. Like, it's over. Like, you got to get a new place to live. Cause I guess stuff wasn't up to code and all that. And they didn't want another building falling. So,
yeah.
It's been crazy.
And also, there's a storm coming. There was a hurricane coming through. So, like, they had to like rush the demolition of the remains of the other building while still tarping up the area that they were doing searches. Like, it's pretty dramatic, man. It sucks. So it goes to show, I mean, how shittily people will try to make these buildings, you know, and just to try to make a quick dollar. You got to put quality into this stuff because obviously people's lives are on the lines.
Well, and then there's like the city inspector who like passed the building on inspection, like literally like weeks before. And so it's like, did you actually do your job, bud?
Yep. And because there was I guess in 2018, according to this YouTube video that I watched, in 2018 I guess they had an engineer come in and give a full report on things that need to get done, and one of them was like the whole water situation, and they were like, this needs to get looked at immediately because the concrete is going to start expanding exponentially, and they did not. They did not do anything.
Could have been avoided.
Yeah, and the real crazy thing is the engineer was like, listen, if anyone was on the roof, they probably would have survived because he was going off of pictures, and he looked at the roof, and he looked at the AC units. And they were all in perfect condition, and it looked like they just rode the fall down, and they were like, yeah. So if anybody went up there, they probably would have been just fine. Like, probably, you know, obviously they may have gotten hurt and stuff, but they would have survived. This is really, it's all really sad. It's a really sad thing, and I hope that we learn from it. So
I hope so too, man.
That's a crazy thing to happen. So we got the sad out of the way.
Yeah, happy Wednesday, everybody.
Yeah. Well, it's part of the news, you know. There's stuff happening. You know? I mean, you know, California's still on fire. You know, world's falling apart. Whatever. But now,
man, really, really brightening up everyone's Wednesdays.
No, I do it to get a little smile out of Doug. It's what brings him happiness.
You're right. That is Doug's happiness.
You talk about the bad things and it just lightens up Doug's mood. So Newegg, if you want to get a computer built, you can now choose to have Newegg build it for $99. So if you purchase all of your parts from Newegg, they will assemble it all for you from scratch for $99. I'm sorry, but I wouldn't trust fucking Newegg to do shit with my computer. I barely trust them to send me the right fucking part.
Yeah. And also, like, look at that image of the PC in this article.
I was thinking that too.
Fucking ugly ass gaming PC. What the fuck is that, like, Blade Runner like, bullshit?
Yeah, it looks like an engine fell off something in Halo. Like, it just looks fucking weird. I don't know, but yeah, I wouldn't want something like that. That's gaudy as fuck.
Yeah, if I knew someone who had that, like, I absolutely would bash it with the baseball bat.
Wow. Right, the return button.
Note to self, never go extravagant like that. Never go all out.
Doug, don't come over.
Okay. Yeah, there's a Jeff Richmond over there.
He definitely would have something like this. Not only does it play video games, it flies.
Yeah, it looks like a flight simulator kind of thing. It looks like you can get into it.
And yeah,
like,
you can sit inside of it and fly around. My acres of back property that isn't technically mine, but
but it is. I just lease it out to the cows. Yeah, this is uggo. I would never do that. It kind of reminds me of like the full case now that's built into the monitors and everything. You see this shit, the new, like you sit into this mechanism, this big old chair, and then it has a whole arm, and the entire system like comes down, the arch comes down, and there's three monitors, and then like it reminds me of the fucking chair from Grandma's Boy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when you said that.
Yeah, ridiculous. I saw that video of that dude like getting into one or whatever. I think it was like a TikTok of it where someone was like, and it was just like Jesus Christ. It's like the whole room. It's like their whole living room because it's so fucking huge.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking because it's like I think the TikTok was like when your boyfriend goes to play video games or whatever, and I'm thinking like if I'm dating someone and that's what they're gonna go play video games in, and it takes up like their entire living room. No, thank you.
I think the problem is okay. Just imagine how annoying it's gonna get real quick. So you fucking sit in the mechanical thing comes down. You're waiting 30 seconds for that. Then you're getting into the right position of folding up the legs and all this other shit, and then going, fuck, I forgot my goddamn drink.
Yeah. So, oh no, I have to pee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my wife's calling me to go help with something real quick.
Yeah. She's bringing the groceries in. I need to go help her unload the car. Okay. Okay, give me a minute.
I got it. I have to unstrap.
I am walked in. Give me one. Hold on. I told you to text me when you were turning on the street.
What happens if there's a malfunction and you're just stuck in it and then you have to call the fire department?
This is where I live now. Please bring the jaws of life.
I'm stuck. Yes. 911. What's your call? Yes. I'm stuck in my gaming chair.
It has locked me in. Well, get good, scum lord. Bye. Work on that KD spread, bitch.
We might send someone over if we're not busy.
Yeah.
You're an asshole. all right. Let's see. Ubisoft is in the news because I guess people didn't like this news. I thought it was kind of cool. I was like, all right, I can dig with this. Ubisoft is going to turn at least one game. I don't know if this is the plan going forward because it would be the smart thing to do because then you wouldn't have to put out a brand new game every year, but they're working on something called
the Rockstar model.
Yes, the Rockstar model. It's the everybody model now. It's the Destiny 2 model. It's the it's every game because everything is turning into a live service game. Assassin's Creed Infinity, and it's a live service game platform that will feature multiple time periods. And so, let's see. I looked at described early in development project. So, and then it got confirmed by Ubisoft. So it was just like a somebody came out and was like, "Oh, insider information here that this is going to happen." And then Ubisoft was like, "Yeah, it's going to happen." But can you imagine though, instead of purchasing the new game, you know, I guess. Would it be a monthly subscription? New content every month? Or every few months?
Probably like GTA Online it. I mean, where it's like free to play. I mean, you buy it, and then all the content just kind of gets added on as you play. And you buy like, you know, whatever. What's their...
Expansion packs. Expansion packs.
No. I'm talking about their whatever their credit system is. Helix points or whatever. You just buy those. And they probably just make a killing on the Helix points. And then a season pass of sorts.
Yeah. I mean, but they can also do like the Destiny 2 model or the WoW model and just release expansions that like that'll have new timelines and stuff. You're like, okay, well, yeah. Now we're going to Japan or now we're going to India or something, you know, and
be I mean, different. Either way, the engine they're using right now, I mean, it seems like it's the best they can work with for a few years now. So like, why not go live with it and try to make something happen? Like, you know, basically build out the real life Mythic Quest at this point, have this open world where people can just beat the shit out of each other.
Well, I mean, it's not going to be an MMO. I don't think, it's still going to be a single player experience. Just, being able to, I mean, I don't know, that's what I would assume. Cause nobody's asking for a Assassin's Creed multiplayer game, right?
No, not at all.
Well, then
like
why
even when they had their Assassin's Creed multiplayer games, it was that cat and mouse bullshit that like no one played because it sucked.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know then. I mean, I don't know why. Like, I don't know what a live service game then would be like. That's because I think of like, you know, it would be some like kind of open world MMO type game.
I would think that it's taking the pressure off of the teams from turning out. Like everyone is just working on one game now with all the content going into one title instead of churning out one a year and having that like EA Sports model of, well, because after a while, Assassin's Creed was just getting, it was just kind of the hum-ho, like, oh, it's all the same thing until they switched it up and went open, like big open world with the one that went to Egypt, Origins. Mm-hmm. And that's what people were like, holy shit, this is good again.
Yeah,
well, that also changed almost the entire model of the game because it went from like a hack, not like a hack and slash, but kind of in a way, it was stealthy hack and slash to more of an RPG with the ability to just pick up weapons from different people and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that
and using like the Destiny screens to like the weapons and equipment, armor,
and being able to like upgrade your character's talent tree in a certain way also.
Mm-hmm. But how long can that last before people start to get stale? So they're like, all right, well, what can we do different? And it's just like, all right, well, let's build a live service. Let's have it just continue on, and people can choose and what they want to do. And so I think it's a good idea. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it. People hated it, the announcement, but I don't mind it. I don't care.
I just don't know if it's a well, it opens up a lot of possibilities. You got to think also like how, okay, so instead of spending an entire game in, you know, in England around the, you know, 3rd century or whatever the fuck it was, for like Valhalla, like, okay, so now I can go play only for like an hour because it's all they have built for this, and then I guess I'm gonna jump over to this timeline now, but like, oh, I don't like this one as much as the last one, but there's not much to do in the last one. Like, I think that's where the people like being immersed in the time that the game takes place.
Yeah, so they would have to make it
that it'd have to be huge.
It'd have to be like big biomes,
huge, like 4 or 5 like games in one, which I guess, you know, again, if you're gonna expand on it for years, that's easy to do over time, like WoW and all those sort of, you know, like MMO sort of style where you can just keep adding shit and you can go back and do it. But I don't know, man, like I think if people are not thrilled about it, I think that speaks to the fact that like most fans of that game or genre or whatever are not thrilled with that idea of like, just give me a story that'll take me 60 hours to beat or whatever. And then by the time I'm done with it, release the next one that's in, you know, whatever, like, and I'll do that. I don't want to play a game and it be feel lackluster because you didn't put enough time in it like you've done with the other ones, or enough detail or enough stuff to do, or, you know, whatever.
It will be highly scrutinized.
Yeah. Yeah. And it may be good. Who knows? But it's just, and also it's Ubisoft, and Ubisoft just, their games always are, they've released broken games. Like, yeah. Nothing ever fucking works. So there's also that whole thing where it's like, we all haven't really been able to make a stable game off the bat in a long time. Everything you release is broken.
Maybe that's another reason for it. It's just like, well, we can get it right.
Like, yeah, if we all work on the same engine, it's got to get good, right?
If we all do it, if everyone's working on the same thing, then we have to put out a finished product. You know what I'd like to see, though, from a Assassin's Creed game? An end to the goddamn story. I'd love to.
I kind of ended some like aspects of it, but yeah, the overall.
Everything thing. Is the same. You've been fighting the same battle for fucking years. And since I started playing Assassin's Creed 1, I still don't clearly have a goddamn ending to the fucking story.
Man, Desmond's story.
Right, but they still, like, it's like the they're still fighting against the same people. Like, it's just, I guess it's an ever fucking lasting battle.
Yeah, because I mean, if you look at it, they've been fighting them throughout history forever. It's in a
but I just
that alone should have its own story.
Mm. Yeah,
and remember when they tried to do that and nobody wanted it? Like, they're like, okay, now you're gonna take place, now you're gonna go into the real world and be a Assassin's Creed. You're like, no, I want to go back into the fucking Adamus,
go back to the past.
Yeah, like, okay, oh yeah, I'm playing this game where I go back in time and I get to look like at the world like through a really like detailed lens of how things were back then, with a few exceptions, but like, but you're gonna, I live now. Yeah. I live now. I don't need to play now. I'm good. Yeah. If I wanted to play now, I'd go jump on anything else. But like, I play this game to be pirate, or I play this game to be Norse.
To be Norse. I want to be Norse. Norse.
That's my new Twitter headline. Like, I be pirate.
I play this to be pirate.
I play this to be pirate. One cool
thing about the last three games that they've released too in that series that no one really talks about is they have a mode where they have like a straight history mode where they just let you like free roam the game, and then they describe like historical moments, historical landmarks, and they go into detail about it. And you got to like, there's a learning mode, and they started with Egypt in Origins. Then they went on to Odyssey, and I think they're adding it into Valhalla soon, but it's just a separate mode that you just go in there and learn. And it's so fucking cool that they would have that, 'cause they have so many historians working on these games that they have like a wealth of knowledge, and it's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they put in a lot of work, again, to make sure that things are about as historically accurate as they can be as far as, like, just the landscapes and the buildings and the things that existed and how people talked and did things and whatnot.
Yeah. Fashion, like that, dialect,
all that stuff. So, like, I mean, again, obviously, they make some things more modern, like the way people talk, just so we can fucking understand what the fuck these people are saying in current times. And they explain that away in the Animus. It's just the Animus, like, translating shit for it, for the person in it. They can actually understand what's going on. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, yeah, like, that's what, when they did that for Origins, it was so fucking cool. Because it adds that learning aspect. But then you get to see just, like, how much actual detail they fucking put into these games as far as, like, again, the accuracy and the, like, you know, the pyramids, like, this is what we know about them, and like, this is what, this used to exist and it doesn't anymore, it was destroyed in, you know, this year or whatever during this war, or, you know, shit like that. It's so fucking cool.
And schools were using it, and not only schools were using it, but we talked about this when it happened, but the architects and the companies that were coming in to repair the Notre Dame cathedral, they actually used the Ubisoft game for detailed, highly detailed recreation of the cathedral. in order to help with the rebuild process because it was so detailed.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like, oh shit, how is this built again? Well, let's pop in the game and look at it real fast. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that goes there. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's crazy too. But again, also probably had that. I don't know if that one had VR support, but it might have. But just that way you can get in there and actually just like take a look around. Of like, okay, this is what it was supposed to look like before the fire.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, a couple other stories real quick is that we are getting a new Galaxy Quest TV show. It's in the works, and which is very surprising because I thought there was another movie in the works as well. But the great news about this is that Simon Pegg is working on it. Yeah. And nice. So he's leading the charge. So I think that if anybody were to do it, service, it's him.
Yeah.
So
true.
Who knows if they would bring back original cast members? Probably not, seeing that one has passed and the others are too big to pay for something like this. So it'd probably follow a new set of peeps, but who knows?
I don't know. What's Tony Shalhoub doing these days?
Did they say who was?
There's no one attached yet.
But I mean, as far as like what service it's going to be on.
No, not yet. It doesn't look
like it. It's funny how we don't even think about TV channels anymore. We're like, I wonder what service it'll be on.
Right.
Because, you know, bigger things like this, you'd expect it to be on
service. But bigger services can also, over like network TV, can pull in bigger names. Like they can get people to come back. We've seen that happen over and over again. Where, again, like something like Amazon or Netflix or HBO or whatever can get these people to come back and do.
I wonder if it'll be for Paramount, since Paramount's trying to build like their huge kind of like retro library of sorts.
Well, the original, so they were trying to get this worked on in 2015, the story goes on to say, with Amazon. And then Rickman passed away, and then it they scrapped it. So, and so who knows who has the rights? Maybe Amazon still does. I don't know. So,
no.
We'll see.
Bummer.
And then lastly, we've got, no one was expecting this because everyone said that the Witcher 3 like DLC was done, but they just announced more.
Yeah, they just keep bringing it for like a 6-year-old game at this point?
Well, what happens when you release a fucking broken ass game that everyone complains about? You go back to the thing that prints you money, infinite amounts of money. You go back
to your game of the year contender.
Yeah, you're like, all right, well, what do we do now? Well, let's make people happy again with more Witcher 3 content.
But, they are doing a next-gen update for, you know, the Series X, Series S, PlayStation 5, and I guess PC will get some kind of update, maybe like ray tracing or something. However, the content is going to be based off of the Netflix show, so I'm assuming it's going to be like just stuff you've seen in the show. They haven't announced exactly what the DLC is yet, but they specifically said with content from Netflix. So it'd be funny if there was a Netflix just logo. You just go around and it's just like on his shirt.
All the DLC has the Netflix cards. Yeah, on the bottom right hand corner, it just says Netflix.
I want to binge this. But also, I mean, in news, they announced, didn't they just release, they released like a trailer for season 2 now.
Yeah.
For the Witcher.
Yeah.
So
that should be good.
That's probably why it's all just drumming up promotion for the new season, I bet. So
Netflix paid them a hefty sum to have them do it.
Yeah.
Okay, we know that you're busy right now with your shitty Cyberpunk game that you suck.
A shitty game.
It's a really awesome game.
I know, but like we know you're busy with that because you had to fix it because you didn't release a finished product.
Broken game. Yeah.
But we need you to work on this, actually. And here's a bag of money.
And they went, all right.
Okay.
Like, I like money.
No
big deal. All right. That's your news that we picked for the week. If you want more news, well, go search it.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Tomorrow we got Thirsty Thursday. Stay tuned to find out what we're watching, reading, listening to, and all that good stuff. Maybe you'll find out about my $30 experience with Black Widow that no one else, I guess, can afford.
poor shit, nope. Bud.
Can't, man.
I have like $3 in my account.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.